Okay, so we're over here with Joe Blair, Master Shaper. Show us what's in the Blairmobile. And check this out, guys. We're at Legoland. Parking lot. I snuck away for a little bit. Okay, that's sweet. So what is, this is what, 10 feet?
9'9".
9'9"?
Yeah.
So you gotta be, what, under 200 pounds or what?
Well, this is for 170 and below if you're good.
Like that. 9'9", so let's look at this. I notice on this, so you got, your rail's a little bit smoother too, huh?
Yeah, I got a little bit softer of a rail, and then I got the fins moved up.
Okay, so
but really important, I got a speed spot right between your feet where you stand, so you have some acceleration.
What do you mean?
Well, there's right here.
Check it out.
Right here, you want a straighter spot in the board, right where you stand.
Uh-huh.
Like that, so the thing's fast. Like that, and then with the double barrel, it makes it even faster, and then moving the fins up. And one thing I
noticed,
you're
talking about the concave, right? Double barrel. It's like, I don't know if you can see it with this camera, but it's a slight concave coming in.
Yeah, and then
here
you have concave in the nose for catching the waves, and got real pretty soft rails here, so it won't catch.
Yeah, it's nice. With the softer rails, does it make it a little bit harder to stand on, or not really?
Just a little.
Uh-huh.
But it's worth it, you know, if you want to have a board loose right away. I would try to make it more for riding the wave than I do something really wide and stable.
Uh-huh.
But one thing interesting about the fins is the boards are quite a bit bigger than a regular board.
Uh-huh.
And most of the guys are putting the fins on just like they do a regular longboard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these things are 5 inches further up than that. And then I found out, even moving them up a little further, it's even way more maneuverable.
Is that because so you don't have to move your feet back too far when you want to turn?
No, it's just the board's extremely large.
Uh-huh.
So how are you going to take such a large board and make it turn real quick?
Uh-huh.
By moving the fins up.
So you're doing like thruster kind of style, right?
It's just three. Yeah, exactly. See?
Not this, 2+1 then.
Yeah, I'm just really down on the 2+1 because you have a little fin on the side that doesn't give you any drive out of your turn. And then you got a big fin back here that makes it stiff to turn. So with this fin, you get more punch out of your turn, and then you have a smaller fin back here to make it more maneuverable moved up. And we know that three fins don't spin out.
Well, that's kind of cool. And then what about that quad one you got then? The quad. You said this one turns actually better than the quad?
Principle. Yeah, I'm almost thinking the three fin turns a little bit better than the quad.
Uh-huh.
Because you have less fin in the board. Because these boards are so big that you have to rethink a lot of stuff when you build them. Because they're just so much bigger.
Right.
You got to take that in consideration. So you got to put a lot of different things in it.
And then this one,
maneuverable,
is pretty much is specifically designed to surf, right? This is
exactly.
Not really a, you don't distance, you don't do any of that. It's just
surfing. But one thing
interesting,
though, everybody wants to, you know, have a board, they go out and just take a big long paddle. Well, this thing's more of a workout because it's not all flat.
Uh-huh.
So it planes good. It has more surf tendency. So you actually get a better workout by taking out one that has more surf, you know, meant more for surfing.
How's the glide on something like this?
It's not as good as some big wide flat thing, but we're surfers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the thickness on this is what? It
doesn't this one's look four that and thick. A half. This
it's four and a half?
Yeah. This one's a little bit of a smaller board. It's a 9'9", 28 inches wide.
Let's see the top. So all of these are full custom that you make. It's not a production board.
I do have a production board out right now, but it's a big one.
The 911?
Yeah, and I'm just getting ready to send one over to have it produced.
So what's the difference between your custom boards and your production boards?
Well, the production boards are vacuum bags, so they have a little bit tougher skin on them.
Huh.
But one thing about these is we can change the shape the next day, or I can make one fit somebody perfect rather than just giving them whatever.
Is there a big, what's the difference in cost? I mean, a price for someone to buy it?
Oh, these are probably about, the customs are about $100 more.
So not that much then?
No, not
you just got to wait a long time, is that the deal?
Not too long, about a month and a half.
Uh-huh.
Which isn't bad for custom boards.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Are you pumping them out quite a bit a day or what?
Well, I'm probably doing about 6-7 a week.
Seems like a good pace.
Yeah.
Blair Mobile. It's a sweet mobile. Check out the mobile.
One turtle top.
You could sleep in here and then go and get ready for this when
come here and look at this.
Waves come in, huh? Check it out.
Check this out. Look inside. Is it a TV?
Dude, he's even got a TV. Check it out. Yeah, get rid of it. Look at this thing.
These are nice, man. I really like these things.
There's a lot of space in there, huh?
Yeah.
Wetsuit.
I go down to San
Carlos. Get rid of that in Hawaii.
I go down to San Carlos.
Uh-huh.
Which is a really good windsurf spot. But nobody.
Do you go downwind or what when you go down there?
No, it's a strictly wave riding place.
Uh-huh.
But it's really good. It has three different points. It's a lot of fun.
So what's the best size? What size waves are these made for? Are they made for, you know, big waves, small waves, whatever?
Actually, I make these things for a little bit smaller surf and medium.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what most people ride.
It's like 90% of the time, right?
Exactly. So, you know, there's no reason to, you know, put the fins way back for a big day, or you put huge fins on it that makes it stiff for a big day.
So you give a little bit more meat in the nose, is that what's happening? So you can nose ride it too? You give it a little bit more meat and then concave it underneath, or no?
Well, these things are so large that these things will way out nose ride any longboard. You can really get cheater fives. Plus, I got a grip right in here that I put on here too.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
It's like El Grippo.
Is that extreme grip stuff or that sticker thing, or no?
Well, you just made this one in particular is called...
I wish I could see it better.
Oh, I can't. They had El Grippo. That was the nicest.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
This is called Hula Deck.
Huh.
Hula Deck.
I didn't even notice that. So it's kind of sweet because actually it's real gunny shape, huh, this thing?
Yeah, kind of. It's meant for, you know, a real 175-pound guy that's good.
Uh-huh.
And this particular one I made for a 130-pound girl.
So what would you make for a for bigger guys, you know, 200 pounds, 220?
Well, War Dog and I, we're both 200 pounds, and we're riding 9-11s, 29.5 wide, and 4 3/4 thick. But I make the rails smaller, so they're more like surf rails. I don't leave them big and boxy.
So that's your board of choice?
Yeah, Oh, and I have a new one out now. I wish I could show it to you right now, but it's an 8'8", 31 inches wide, and 5 1/4 thick. It's, you know, real full. It looks like a little kind of egg, fat little egg.
Huh.
And that I'm going to turn into a quad. And what I want is a board for smaller days, because the longer the board, the harder it is to turn, no matter what you do.
Wait, you mean you'd ride that 8'8"?
Oh, yeah. That 8'8" will out-paddle this thing.
For sure.
Yeah, because it's wider and thicker. It has a pretty wide tail on it. Almost looks like one of the old windsurfers. One of the new windsurfers that's out right now. They've got windsurfers now that are 8'2", that are 33.5 inches wide, 5.5 inches thick.
Pretty sweet. Real sweet. It's okay, man. So I got that.